As mentioned on the previous slide, the online server provides 90% confidence intervals with all of its point data. This information is very useful when it comes to interpreting the ARI data because it provides uncertainty estimates, which are not apparent when using ARIs in AWIPS. For example, let's use this table for a specific location in Oklahoma. If this location receives 5 inches of rain in 2 hours, how rare is this? If you just used 5 inches, you'd probably say it's around a 100-year rainfall. However, look at the confidence intervals. The average rainfall for a 100-year ARI is 5.12 inches, but the bounds of the 90% confidence interval shows it could be as low as 3.75 inches or as high as 6.88 inches. Now look at the rest of these values. 5 inches falls within the 90% confidence level for a 25-year rainfall all the way to a 1,000-year rainfall. So how rare is it? Hard to say, huh? So the first thing to note, rainfall amounts can lie within multiple ARI confidence intervals, especially at higher ARIs. The second thing to note is that there is increasing uncertainty with increasing ARI. Low ARIs have small, tighter confidence intervals than higher ARIs. Let's use our 2-hour duration again. Here are the widths of each confidence interval. Notice how the 90% span increases with ARI. This makes sense based on what we know about how these ARIs are calculated. The more extreme ARIs have less observational data with which to base their estimates. Therefore, the confidence in these estimates is lower, making the range of possible values higher. Now, with all that being said, I understand that you will not be using this website regularly while in operations. The bottom line is, when interpreting ARIs operationally, understand that there is higher uncertainty with higher ARIs. Once again, use them to add confidence to your interpretation of rainfall amounts you're seeing during extreme events, but take care when communicating them for reasons listed earlier and now knowing their uncertainty.